Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. We've got a classic CrossFit named benchmark today, and not just a benchmark workout, but a hero workout. The name of the workout is JT, and it is for a fallen SEAL. And I did not know JT. I'm a former SEAL myself, but we never crossed paths. But one of the most important things to realize about any hero workout that's put up is there's a real person that lost their life behind that workout, and JT's no different. If you'd like to learn a bit more about his story, just go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero JT, and you can read the write-up and the whole nine yards there. But it's a very challenging and demanding workout, and we're going to pour our heart and souls into it today. It's 21-15-9 reps for time of handstand push-ups, ring dips, and push-ups. And the last time we did this was on June 9th, 2021. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, see how it went, should you have made a different decision, then you can apply that knowledge today. Let's talk about a couple things here. This workout, I'm also giving people the option to do not for time. So I wrote it as 21-15-9 reps for time or not. Once a week at Lynchpin, we like to put the or not option in there. Just go into the gym. Just work out. Don't run the clock. Life will go on. Fitness will be achieved. You'll be good to go. We've found that to be extremely beneficial doing that once a week. Do it more if you need to, by the way, to help with people's, not just physical health, but mental health, stress levels, improve their sustainability so you don't get burnt out working out and you keep it fun instead of just trying to live under the suffocating pressure of the clock every workout, every day. It's nice to just not do that every now and then. And I specifically chose JT to give the option. Oh, now, of course, if you want to do it for time, go ahead and get after it. But I specifically chose JT as this week's option to do not for time because it is such a demanding workout and there's so much interference in it that there's usually a lot of standing around for most people. You've got pressing with the handstand push-ups. 45 reps of that. That's tough. Then, pressing with the ring dips, just in a different direction, but just crushing the same musculature, demanding, you know, very demanding of the same musculature. And then push-ups, pressing in yet another direction. So all that fatigue, for most people, just the clock continues to run. They need to stand up, shake out, walk around. And so we're going to give the goal times, but maybe you won't meet the goal times. But on a day like today, I would encourage some people, if you can continue to do the movements with rest and you maintain your form, you're safe. It just takes you a while and you miss the goal time. Who cares? Just like we don't time classic heavy days, you rest so that you go back to the barbell, you can get stronger. I would just treat today like a gymnastics heavy day, if you will, a gymnastics strength building day where you're going to do a bunch of pressing, rest, do a bunch of pressing, rest, and at the end of the session, you have improved your ability at pressing. That's a great day. So we've got a video showing kipping handstand push-ups. It shows a strict ring dip, although it's prescribed as kipping, but the video shows strict. And then we have the video showing the push-up. Super fitness robot time, 9 minutes or less. That's insane. More likely time in the area of 16 minutes and 30 seconds. But like I said, great day. Not during the clock if you don't want to. It's early here in the Sherwood household. I'm enjoying my coffee and I'm trying to film these videos in silence before our baby, who has colic, gets up and just decides to burn the place to the ground. Okay. Scaled option for the day. 21-15-9 reps for time or not. Took the handstand push-ups out, replaced it with a strict shoulder press. 60% of your one rep max, followed by a bench dip. You could also do bar dips, by the way. I'm going to write that in. Let's see. Bar dips or bench dips, and then push-ups or knee push-ups. We've got a video showing shoulder press, bench dips, box dips, and then the push-up or the knee push-up. Limited equipment option. All you need is a set of rings. The limited equipment crew has that, so they're doing JT. No equipment today. 21-15-9 reps for time or not. Handstand push-up, V-up, and then the push-up, because we're assuming they don't have access to rings. If you can find something to do dips off of, like a box or a bench, great. And then you can do what you need to do there. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. You never need to do it. The first part, there's three different things, three different options. If you will, choose just one. They're all developing some pressing strength, some overhead strength. Turkish get-ups or strict shoulder press or descent from handstand variations. And I would say if you have the capacity to do all three of those and you're going to choose one, I would choose the one that's most outside of your comfort zone, and that's where a lot of benefit will lie for you instead of spending more time doing a movement that you're already quite good at. And the other part of the optional accessory work, plank hold. Hold that, accumulate 1 to 3 minutes, and we have a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then the pec stretch, laying on your side, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. And each of those you will hold 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those have a video. Hopefully you enjoyed JT. It is a challenging workout, or you modified it in some way that made sense for you. And I will see you back here tomorrow for another named workout.